This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Kim Swoboda. Kim's going to talk to us today about political or business leaders that she admires and why or that she's impressed by. Kim, can you take a moment to introduce yourself, and then we'll tee you up for the discussion of the day.
Absolutely. Hey, Scott. Good to be here with you again. And my company is Aspiration Catalyst. I'm the founder and CEO, and we work with leaders to be bold, and we help them build excuse-proof and goal-crushing teams. Love the work we do.
And talk about business leaders, political leaders that you are impressed by.
Awesome. Yeah. So, I mean, the list is long, and there are so many amazing leaders that I admire, but I'm going to use recency here. So, yesterday was the inauguration, and I was really inspired by seeing the three former presidents come together, President Bush, President Clinton, and President Obama, and their message of unity and support for our country, as well as for, you know, helping, you know, newly elected President Biden and Vice President Harris, you know, in whatever they could be helping them to do to achieve. That was, you know, just incredibly inspiring. And I think, you know, I'm hearing this theme a lot from, you know, leaders, you know, outside of the political arena, where collaboration is a real challenge for many organizations right now. And clearly it's been a challenge for our country. And so when I hear those messages of unity and this pledge to improve collaboration, that gets me really inspired and really excited about the possibilities.
And how do you keep that going despite people still having different political differences and viewing themselves as being on different political teams? How do you go about that? I mean, I know that when, you know, President Trump came to office, he immediately slammed everything President Obama did. President Biden, for all the positivity, or I'll go back to President Obama. President Obama spent the first several months trying to, you know, revise and get rid of everything that President Bush did, and slam President Bush on his international approach and some other things. How do you avoid that? How do you talk collaboration and try and not completely please your base by undoing anything Trump did, even though Trump was so different, so challenging? But how do you do this collaboration without, and actually make it feel like it's truly collaboration?
Right. I know. So that's a great point. And I think that's sort of, you know, I don't know, that's the world we live in these days, or the, you know, past few decades, where we're sort of, you know, starting off with our agendas and maybe undoing some things that our predecessor had, you know, some of their key accomplishments and things they were proud of. So I think that's a good, you know, it's a juicy and meaty topic for sure. I think, you know, if I just think about collaboration, you know, at a high level, collaboration is how can we come together and find the things that we agree upon? So where are those areas of agreement? And so often, you know, we think we're so different, and we're actually not. You know, I think I've shared with you before that my family and I did this trip around the world, you know, several years back, and we went to 26 different countries, and it was incredible to me to see how alike people actually were, the things that they cared about, the things that mattered to them, their family, their ability to work, you know, having, you know, a safe place to live. I think, you know, there's more similarities than differences. And so that's what I encourage leaders to do, is where can we find those commonalities? And where can we come together on what we do agree upon? And then that can help navigate some of those areas where we really, you know, have some differences. And if we have trust with each other, maybe we can let go of the thing that we feel so tied to, and we can both travel to a new place, right, in the middle, or, you know, somewhere else where we can agree. And I think it's staying in that conversation. It's having, you know, being willing to look at things in a new way, having a learning and growth mindset, all those things can contribute to collaboration, even when the circumstances are incredibly challenging.
No, that's exactly right. Well, we appreciate your message on President Bush, President Obama, and so forth, just fantastic. And let's hope things continue to move in the right direction. And thank you so much for joining us, Kim. Can't wait to talk to you next week about a specific business subject. But thank you so much for joining us. Just fantastic.
Thank you so much, Scott. Great to be here. And thanks for this platform to deliver these great messages out to your audience.